Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Morning Public Affairs Show. This is Allie Faith from 103.7 KISS FM. I host this show every single Sunday morning. You might be listening right now on 103.7 KISS FM, or you might be listening to any of the Odyssey Milwaukee stations, which are 99.1 WMYX, The Mix, or Hot 105.7, or you might be listening to our sports station, which is 1250 AM, The Fan. But today, I'm very excited to welcome back to the show someone I have gotten to know over the years just by working with you. So welcome back to the show, because we have a lot to talk about today. Courtney Hamm, who is here from LLS, and it is not LLS Wisconsin, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's the Upper Plains region.
That's right.
Courtney Hamm, you are the executive director.
I am.
And you have come in today because we have a lot to talk about, lots of upcoming events. Something I'm going to be a part of. My co-host on KISS FM, DZ, is going to be a part of this, and we're going to get to that. So first, welcome back to the show, Courtney.
I'm so excited to be here with you, Allie, and awesome that we get to record live in studio today.
I know, because the last few times I talked to you was over the phone.
I know, and it's just not as fun. I can't see your face.
I know.
We can't play off of each other, all of those things. So I'm so excited to be here again, and thank you for always inviting us on and having us share what's going on in the community.
Of course. Well, first, let's start with what you do at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, because I've gotten to learn, I've learned a lot, and I've learned a lot about LLS from you. I had a young cousin who was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in her 20s, and she's doing good now, but we talked about that a lot. I learned some stuff from you guys about that. But let's just start with, what do you do?
Yes.
And who do you serve? I mean, it's in the name.
Right.
But let's break it down a little for people listening who don't know.
And actually, I think the name is somewhat deceiving, because we're the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, but we serve any individual that's diagnosed with a blood cancer. So that could be leukemias, lymphomas, myelomas, Hodgkin's disease, and many blood disorders that fall in that category as well. But we are the leading organization in supporting individuals that are diagnosed with a blood cancer. We are the Upper Plains region, so we offer support services, financial services, and other activities through educational programs and those kind of things throughout Wisconsin, Minnesota, and North and South Dakota.
So you cover a big area.
We do cover a big area.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're a national organization, but this is the area that we cover here in the region. Yep.
And I like that you clarified that it's more blood cancers, and people need to realize that when they think about LLS.
Right.
And so they know that. So that's good. And I have worked with you over the past, I don't know how many years.
I know, we were trying to think. So probably since 2019.
Right. Which is hard to believe.
I know.
It's 2023.
Yes.
I swear COVID was like a time warp where all this time passed, or now it's like 4 years later, and here we are, and it's like, whoa,
you know,
because there was even a year where I was helping you out, and we were, well, I'm doing it again this year.
Yeah, you are doing it again this year.
The Student Visionaries of the Year, which is the coolest thing ever done by you guys, and I get to be the MC, and my co-host DZ is going to join me again for that. So I want to talk about that with you and everything you have going on. Where should we start, Courtney?
Oh my goodness. let's start about February. So it's obviously Black History Month, so important month for all of us to recognize and celebrate that history. But we just also recognize and honored World Cancer Day, which is February 4th. And just an opportunity for us to reflect and think about the work that we do and how that benefits the patients that we serve. And so we can start there. We are approaching and in the midst of gala season. Gala or gala?
You say gala. I say gala. I think it's okay, whatever you say. But now you're making me rethink everything. And I'm going to start saying gala. So, yeah.
So it's gala season for us. I just switched
you
it
just
for
switched
you,
it.
Allie.
Thank you.
And we have quite a bit going on for the spring and into the early summer months. So we have three Students of the Year, Student Visionaries of the Year campaigns throughout the state of Wisconsin, and an additional one in Minneapolis area. Our first of the three in Wisconsin is already kicked off and in flight, and that's in Madison. And you and DZ will be helping us celebrate and recognize the Student Visionaries of the Year coming up in March.
Mm-hmm.
In April.
It's April 14th. Yep, that's right.
And that will be the Milwaukee campaign that's kicking off in just a week and a half on mm-hmm. February 21st.
That's exciting. Now, it's amazing because I want you to talk more about the students and what they do, because emceeing this in the past, I come in at the very end and I see all of the work that these high school students have done. And it is phenomenal how much money they have raised to help out and where all of that goes. So let's just start with what exactly it is they're doing. And when the campaign kicks off, what are these high school students doing?
Absolutely. So we have students from across the Southeast Wisconsin area mm-hmm. that are essentially nominated either by their peers, or we have a committee of adults and student alumni mm-hmm. that identify individuals in the community mm-hmm. and nominate them to be a student visionary candidate. Right. And so these are high school students that are joining LLS in a mm-hmm. 7-week philanthropic leadership development program. Mm-hmm. They're essentially building out campaign teams mm-hmm. As a candidate, and they are raising money over a 7-week blind fundraising competition mm-hmm. and aiming to be the student or student visionaries. There can be multiple candidates on a team, and they're aiming to raise as much money as they can for the organization and bring awareness to the work that we do.
And then you said something amazing when we were talking earlier. These kids, if they win, there's a scholarship up for grabs. I mean, there is not only are they learning how to be philanthropic and how to run a campaign, they're learning so many things in high school alone that are going to help them. It's an extracurricular that's also probably going to look good for college. They're helping raise all this money, but there is a scholarship up for grabs, right?
If
they win.
And I feel like you just
did I just say it all?
You did such an awesome job of sharing what the features are of the campaign for these high school students. So they can be freshmen, sophomores, juniors, or seniors. Mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, these are the skill sets, presentation skills, leadership development, mm-hmm. team building, mm-hmm. business planning. These are things that they're likely not getting a taste of in their high school classes. Mm-hmm. What we do is we work with these candidates to identify a multi-generational team that's going to help them fundraise and campaign and build out a business strategy plan. They set fundraising goals, and we help them figure out paths to achieve those goals and maybe mm-hmm. create a stretch goal with it. And ultimately, they're executing on all of this in the process. And so for parents out there, there is nothing like watching your students take ownership of a program like this, of a project like this, and execute on all of this work. But it's such a cool experience to see them blossom and grow in the process of more than 7 weeks. Some of these students have been planning for months.
Right.
And they all kick off at the same time. And that's when the fundraising can happen, is in that 7-week window mm-hmm. between February 21st and April 14th, which is the grand finale gala.
Yes, gala.
Or gala, however it suits your fancy. And I mean, ultimately these students are competing for the title mm-hmm. of Student Visionaries of the Year. But what I like to say to our students and adults that do our competitions every year is everyone's competing in a friendly competition, but the true beauty of the work that they're all doing individually in their campaign teams mm-hmm. is that they're coming together and collectively raising awareness and dollars for an important mission that they're very passionate about. And so that's what the gala is all about, mm-hmm. is celebrating, sharing the impact that the group collectively did mm-hmm. and recognizing the hard work that these students put in over 7+ weeks of time.
Well, and you know, obviously I was there last year as an mm-hmm. MC, and it's just amazing watching these high school students and how much work they have done, how much money they have raised to help other people at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And I'm watching these high schoolers and I'm thinking, I wish I was as amazing as you are. I mean, it's amazing watching what these kids do, and I can't even imagine the skill sets that they learn just from doing this campaign. What would you say if there's a parent or even a student listening right now who wants to get involved with this in the future? What would your advice be?
My advice would be reach out to us and let's talk about what that could look like for you. We have 19 candidate teams, over 30 students involved from different schools throughout the area. And we're always looking for high school students that are passionate and engaged in wanting to be philanthropic and community minded. And we will help you build out a plan that's going to be meaningful for you.
So how can they get in touch with you then if they're interested?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, which is lls.org, and look for Upper Plains Region, and all of our contact information and ways to get involved are listed there. And I'm sure, you know, Allie, you can put some of this information out as well. But yeah, just look for our website and you can definitely connect with us.
If you're just tuning in, by the way, I should reset and say I am talking to Courtney Hamm, who is the executive director of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Upper Plains Region.
It's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful, but I've got it. I've got it under control, I think, now. But we're talking about how you can get involved, about how I'm helping out with the Student Visionaries of the Year, the gala, which is coming up when these kids find out how much they have raised, these high school students. And it's just an amazing program. And we also talked about how when you hear the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, it's not, it doesn't necessarily encompass that you work with all blood cancers.
Right.
And that's where a lot of this money these kids are raising, you're putting money towards that and helping people that are going through some of these things, right, Courtney?
Yes, that's right. And we, all of the effort that we do within the region, fundraising platforms and just ways to engage with individuals throughout the year and volunteering is all fueling our ultimate mission, which is essentially in three pillars. So a lot of emphasis on research to find the next best thing to support patient care and different research options and different therapy options that may not be available right now. And always finding that next thing that's going to be safer and more effective. Advocacy, we definitely spend a lot of time in that area, you know, being the voice for the voiceless and making sure that anybody that is diagnosed with a blood cancer, even cancer, has access to the care and treatments that they deserve. And also patient services. So we have patient services that that are educationally based, support-based, financial support, different programs, as little as $100 up to $10,000 a year for patients that really need our support and assistance. So all of the work that we do, like Student Visionaries of the Year and our other events throughout the season, are fueling that work across the organization. And so it's very important to get involved and help support the continued efforts that we're engaging in across the organization and frankly, globally, and ensuring that patients have what they need to thrive and not just survive.
Right. Absolutely. So we talked about Students of the Year, Student Visionaries of the
Year, Visionaries,
which I and DZ, my co-host, will be at to MC in April. What else is going on at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society? What else is happening? Because I know you guys do a lot.
Yes, we do. So World Cancer Day is when we essentially kicked off and opened up our efforts to have people starting to sign up and thinking about fundraising for our walk, which is our Light the Night.
Yes,
in
which
October.
I always remember. That's so cool when you do this in October, because that's when you see the lanterns, right?
Yes.
People put the lanterns up. And so everyone's seen that vision. And so I want them to connect the dots for, well, you've heard of Light the Night. You've seen the lanterns. Do you know what Light the Night is for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and connect all the dots? That's such a great event that you guys do in October.
It really is. And it's our largest community-focused event. And so anybody... any and all are welcome. It's very family friendly. I like to think that it's an evening carnival, if you will. So we do a beautiful job of just engaging and bringing the community together with one mission in mind. One goal in mind is to eradicate cancer, essentially. And then the walk happens once dusk hits. And so we do a beautiful ceremony, short but sweet, that really recognizes and honors individuals that are there supporting the cause, individuals that unfortunately have lost their battle or have, you know, passed away from a blood cancer or another cancer. And then also recognizing and honoring the survivors that are there, whether they're continuing in treatment or past their initial treatment and diagnosis, and just recognizing the efforts and the energy and the strength that they have. And so everyone there is holding lanterns. And so red is for supporters. Gold is for those that are walking in honor and memory of someone. And red or and white are for survivors. And I'll tell you, I've been going to Light the Nights for almost 13 years in many cities. And there is nothing better than seeing more white lanterns. It is incredible to see the progress in real time.
I got goosebumps when you said that. You can see that there's more survivors over time than there have been because of the money that is being raised, which has led to the research and the resources.
And ultimately, Light the Night, Student Visionaries, our Adult Visionaries of the Year campaigns, which is another gala in the spring. All of that is ensuring that we see more white, more red, and less gold. And and I think that's the piece that fuels me every day is there are still gold lanterns, and at some point there should not be. And that's what we're all trying to accomplish together. And so again, go to our website, check us out. We have a lot of really incredible work that's being done in the research space to support treatments. And our goal is to not have a patient go through a treatment plan and just survive. Our goal is to have people thrive. And so better treatment options, better therapy options are the way to do that. And this is how we're supporting those efforts.
Absolutely. So if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Courtney Hamm, who's the executive director of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Upper Plains Region, which involves Wisconsin. Say it again so I get the right area.
Wisconsin, Minnesota, and North and South Dakota.
South Dakota. Got it. Yes. And so if people are listening, we've talked about all the different things you have going on. Light the Night, which is later in October. And if they want to get involved, if they want to help, they can just reach out directly to you. They can go to lls.org. What is your best advice to someone listening who feels inspired, or maybe someone listening who has a family member or a friend who has a blood cancer, because it covers the entire spectrum of blood cancers, what you do at LLS. It's not just leukemia and lymphoma. So we want people to understand that. If they're listening and they're like, oh my gosh, my cousin or my friend or my sister, and I didn't have any resources or know anyone, you guys would be a great place to start, right?
Yes. So please go to our website, like Allie, like you mentioned, lls.org. There's a incredible group of master level social workers and nurses that run our information resource center. So it is an 800 number, but they are live humans, well-trained, well-equipped to support whatever questions you need, from financial support, online support groups, local support groups, as well as ways to plug in within your area. So I always recommend going to the Information Resource Center first to ensure that if you or a loved one is dealing with a blood cancer diagnosis right now, let us help you. And in return, if as you feel compelled to engage and support back, that's how we can continue to talk to you about ways to plug in and get involved.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I don't know why our time always goes so quick.
I know.
Courtney, I feel like you just got here and we're already running out of time, but there's so many good things to talk about. So again, I've been talking to Courtney Hamm, the executive director of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and I'm excited to be at the Student Visionaries of the Year event in April and to watch all of these high schoolers who have raised a massive amount of money to help other people in need. They're amazing kids. I'm excited to see the grand total, because in previous years, I have watched these kids raise $500,000 in a matter of, 7 weeks?
7 weeks.
These kids are amazing what they're doing and learning so much just being in high school.
Yeah.
So.
And I will say, as a nonprofit professional and a leader, I have learned so much from these high school students over the last 5 years that we've had Student Visionaries in our area. And they are incredibly brave. Mm-hmm. They are super smart and savvy, and we can all take a great lesson from them. So it's, absolutely. I am so glad that you and DC are going to be emceeing with us.
Me too.
I cannot wait.
I'll see you in April at the event. I can't wait. All right. Well, again, go to lls.org. They can just type in Wisconsin or Upper Plains and find all the resources around here. Or just find Courtney Hamm on the internet. I'm kidding.
LinkedIn me.
LinkedIn, yes. Courtney. There you go. Well, Courtney, thank you again for joining me. And we will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Allie.